Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks joining us from the Weather Center here this morning. How are you, Dan?
Just fine, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for the nice weather here during the holiday weekend. That was very pleasant.
It did turn out nicely. We had some warm temperatures, not a lot of precip, a little rain late Saturday night, early Sunday, but really most of the Midwest escaped any bad wintry weather for Thanksgiving holiday travel, so it was pretty nice across much of the country. We had some heavier rain to the south and east of Iowa during that time, but all of it fell in the form of rain. Really, again, no areas picked up any major snow or ice during that period of time.
Yeah, I don't think we could have had much better travel weather for the holiday.
I don't think so. You know, typically this time of year we start to see some issues, especially in the northern and central part of the country. And, you know, last week we had some snow in parts of Iowa, or I guess earlier in November, some snow in parts of Iowa. And we've had some heavy snow around the Great Lakes in the Northeast. But again, most of last week and through the Thanksgiving weekend, things stayed fairly quiet as far as lack of snow and ice goes.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everyone in the country can't say that, and it's going to be varied, I'm sure, as we head toward the next holiday, which we just started that season here now as folks turn their attention to the Christmas season. And I see already here just, you know, this week and the next couple of days we're going to see quite a change in how things are going to be.
Right. The temperature pattern looks very changeable across Iowa this week. We'll see warmer readings today with readings in the low 50s here in southwestern Iowa, but a new system is taking shape over the plains that will move across Iowa late tonight and tomorrow with some precip and some colder weather moving in quickly from the northwest tomorrow. Here in the Atlantic area, I don't look for a lot of precipitation, but it may be in the form of some wintry mixed precip changing to light snow tomorrow. Nothing major as far as snowfall goes, but again, with the falling temperatures and that light precipitation, maybe enough to cause some slick roads across the area tomorrow. Significant snowfall probably favors northwest Iowa, northern Nebraska, eastern South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, with a little bit greater snowfall up there. That system moves out very quickly, though, and dry, cold weather on Wednesday, a warm-up later this week, and again, up and down temperatures into the weekend. Weekend precip coming back in from the west, any wintry precip probably favoring the northern Midwest from that system.
Well, a lot of times this time of the year we like to focus on what the weather is going to be specifically for travel during the period of Christmas, during that weekend or those few days surrounding that. But the reality is a lot of folks with family extended tend to do a lot of traveling almost every weekend during the month of December, including this weekend and the succeeding weekends as we head toward Christmas. So can you kind of give us a, I know I'm giving you a hard time here, it's a month out, it's hard to project with a lot of accuracy there, but do you have kind of a feel for how things look these coming weekends for the month of December?
Well, I think this upcoming weekend, if you're traveling to the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe northern Michigan, maybe even far northern Iowa, that would probably be the areas where there could be some, at least some light snow, or that mix of precipitation, which would cause, you know, potentially some travel issues in those areas. At least right now, farther south in the Midwest, over quite a bit of Iowa and farther south, it looks like that any precip would be primarily light and primarily in the form of rain. So that's the way things are shaping up for this first upcoming weekend. The overall weather pattern for December, at least into the middle of the month, looks like we're going to have these changeable conditions across the Midwest, with temperatures swinging quite a bit from one side of normal to the other every 3 or 4 days. With that type of pattern, a little farther into December, it probably would say that the northern Midwest would be more likely to see some travel problems as we get toward the middle part of December. Farther south, it would probably tend to be warm enough that it wouldn't cause any major issues. But again, as everyone knows, this time of year, you can't really project too far in the future with any detail. So I think that if you're traveling those weekends beyond this weekend, obviously just keep a close eye on the weather.
Well, I've heard a lot of people telling me those almanacs seem to be predicting a lot of snowfall and maybe some colder temperatures this winter. Is that's not necessarily always what we see?
Well, not necessarily, but we have a weak La Nina in the tropical Pacific, which has been occurring for quite some time now. And if you look at the situation coming up, that La Nina is forecast to weaken gradually through the winter and into early spring. If you look back at past winters where we've had similar situations, you tend to find below normal temperatures from Iowa northward, milder weather farther south compared to normal, and you tend to find at least normal precipitation in Iowa and the upper Midwest. So I think that keeping that in mind, you might argue for the winter to be a little colder than normal in Iowa as a whole, with at least normal snowfall. So I know some of the almanacs are predicting pretty severe conditions. I guess I don't see that right at the time, at least for long periods of time.
All right. Well, of course, there's a lot of winter to go. We're not technically even in winter yet, but winter-like weather here these days. I noticed this morning already, an hour ago, we were sitting at like 16 degrees. Now it's 29 degrees. We've just seen that rapid warm-up. So that's the way it's going to go here today. And over the next few, we're going to see some real wild swings.
Right. The temperatures, the southerly winds will be increasing today, pushing highs into the lower 50s. But the cold front, moving through western Iowa tomorrow, we'll probably start out the day above freezing in the 30s with a little light rain or drizzle. But once the wind switches to the northwest, the temperature will fall into the 20s fairly quickly tomorrow. And that precip will probably transition to some mixed precip for a short period of time and then some light snow. And then that light snow ends later tomorrow. Again, not any major amounts here in the Atlantic area, but during that transition time with the colder temperatures returning and some light mixed precip, it's possible we could see some slick roads in the area during the day tomorrow.
Sure. Sure. Dan, if I could kind of turn the attention just a little bit more to agriculture here for a bit, I wanted to just kind of throw at you here that, the harvest season was pretty dry. It was pretty decent harvest to be able to get through. Most folks are, for the most part, finished. There's a little bit out there yet, but for the most part, we've gotten through that season. Although the dry conditions are kind of nice to be able to get the crops in the field, what's the soil moisture? I mean, what are those kind of conditions looking like as we head toward the dormant season?
Well, certainly there's quite a bit of difference across Iowa. If you look at November, to the east of the Atlantic area, we saw some fairly significant rainfall in parts of southern through eastern Iowa, which really helped regenerate soil moisture. Just about everywhere in Iowa, soil moisture is below normal. But if you would draw a line from perhaps the Missouri border south of Atlantic up toward Mason City, west of that line is where the soil moisture is the lowest, and probably the lowest of all in parts of northwestern Iowa. Probably a fairly critical lack of soil moisture in that top 4 or 5 feet of soil. And we're at the point of time now where you just don't get that regenerated during this time of year. Winter precip is lighter, and of course, with the ground frozen, any melting snow tends to run off. So it doesn't look real promising going into the growing season next year for regenerating that soil moisture prior to that. So certainly parts of western and north central Iowa and adjacent areas to the north and west will certainly be facing some pretty high moisture deficits as we start the 2023 growing season.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about that as we get further down the road, but a wet spring might not be the worst thing in the world.
It may not be, especially if we get some wetter weather after the ground thaws and maybe before major field work starts. I know that you can't time things exactly, but certainly some early spring wetness in the western Midwest, as long as it doesn't delay field work and planting too much, would definitely be beneficial for recharging some of that soil moisture.
All right, very good. Well, Dan, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
You bet. Take care.